On any given night, about 15,000 Pennsylvanians are experiencing homelessness. As temperatures drop, housing groups across the Commonwealth are faced with a double dilemma. Pandemic safety rules have made shelter space scarce, and the COVID economy could lead to a wave of evictions in the dead of winter. Keystone Crossroads' Laura Benchoff reports.
It's 43 degrees out in Norristown in Montgomery County, but with the wind, it feels much colder where Dottie and Mark Spillane have been staying in a small encampment by the banks of Stony Creek.
Hey, y'all are right next to the water here.
Yeah. Well, it was nice in the summertime because you can get washed.
Mark and Dottie are both 60. They've briefly been homeless before. Before the pandemic hit, Mark's severe health issues cost him his job delivering used cars, and their landlord kicked them out.
The health problems started right before the COVID in March, and I was in the hospital, and I was getting out, and then it just was bad timing.
A homeless outreach group called Access Services has been bringing them supplies. Director of Program Development Mark Bors says even in a normal year, shelter space is hard to come by. And it's worse because COVID-19 safety measures have reduced the number of beds available.
The shelter is open, and it has some beds. They just are limited because everybody has to be spaced.
Housing support groups worry this could be a scary winter. Space where people normally go if they lose their homes is already squeezed, and many more people could become homeless in the coming months. Kelly Bletcher-Tass with the York County Coalition on Homelessness says there are not only fewer shelter beds, but also fewer affordable rentals.
The reality is the market is tighter than I've ever seen it, and trying to get an open unit is almost impossible. There are so many people applying for an affordable unit that to convince a landlord that your client should be the one to get it is incredibly challenging.
Eviction bans have kept many people in their homes, even if they stopped being able to pay rent. A federal moratorium expires at the end of the month. Bletcher-Tass says without further action from Congress or the state, thousands of people could be kicked out of their homes.
The only things we really know is that the amounts of back rent are incredibly high, and that we're seeing a lot of frustration from landlords that are tired of the inability to evict someone that they feel that they should be allowed to evict.
Congress is debating another relief bill and could keep those eviction bans going for longer. But if they don't, housing advocates are bracing for early January. Here's Mark Bors with Access Services again.
The existing system is taxed enough as it is, and I don't know what will happen if there's a sudden spike in sort of newly homeless people.
There are also immediate needs. Emergency cold weather shelters have the same spacing restrictions as regular shelters, and so less space than normal this year. So groups across Pennsylvania are asking churches and other organizations with unused space to open their doors. And they're preparing to keep people, like Mark and Dottie Spillane, safe outside by giving them better equipment.
That's the heater right there.
Oh, I see it. Okay.
That works real well.
That seems super nice, yeah, and the tent looks thick.
Instead of a camping tent, they've got an ice fishing tent, which is insulated, and tarps to keep it dry. There's also a tent-safe heater. Access Services is hoping to get together at least a half dozen of these outdoor shelters set up, but keeping people warm and safe has a hefty price tag, about $800 to outfit one camp like this. When I tell Dottie and Mark their story will be on the radio, they say, good.
We don't need anything. We're fine.
But yeah.
I'd like to see it for others.
They've already been helping others. About a month ago, another man, 32-year-old Sean McCormick, joined their camp.
Well, I found them. That night, it was 20 degrees outside. If I wouldn't have found them, I'd have been froze to death.
He has his own regular camping tent, but when it's cold, he comes and sleeps in theirs. Laura Benchoff, Keystone Crossroads.